is Mishnayos Masechta Negoyim. Perek Aleph, Mishnalef, Maros Negoyim, the different colors of the Nega, Ishnayim Shem Arba. There are two Midiraisa Teres of Klili, and from the Rebu we have another two, comes out to be four. In other words, in the Pasuk it says, Odom Kiyev Bior Besoroi, the person has like a Nega on his skin of his flesh. So it says, Se'is Oy Sapachas Oy Beheres. So Se'is, that's one type of a Nega. Beheres, that's another type of a Nega. Those are two. And the word Sapachas, that means like a Tfelom, that's Marb, each one of these two Ovis has a Tolda to it. So out of the two Ovis, the Se'is, which is the least, and the Beheres, which is the widest, each one has a Tolda to it. So it comes out, Shnayim, two Negoyim, on the or on the skin of your flesh, means two white spots. One is a Seis, and one is a Beheres. And Shein Arbi, each one has a Tolda to it, it comes out to be four. Now the Mishnah explains, Beheres, like that's the most whitest spot there is to make a Tumas Nega. Beheres, that's Azah Kashelet, that's strong like snow. That's the whitest there is. That's Levona B'Yoser, which is white like snow. Shniyalo, what's the second to a Beheres? That's Kisida Hechel. That's like the loin they used to cover over in the Hechel in the Beis HaMikdash. Like the Mishnah says in Midas that every year they used to cover it up the walls on the Hechel with this white loin. That's called secondary to it. And we'll soon see, according to Rabbi Meir, the Tanakhama, that's called the Toldo of a Beheres. Again, when the Torah says Beheres, that's the whitest spot, that's like snow. And when it says the word sapachas means included the toldo of the Beheres, that's kisita hechel. Then the Mishnah says vaseis. When the Torah says the word seis, that nega, what type of a whiteness is it? That's kikrum veitza. That's the membrane of an egg. That means in between the shell and the egg itself is a membrane. So that type of a white, that's called that when the Torah says the word seis, that type of a nega. That's what it is. That's the color of it. Which this really is like the darkest of all four white colors. So that's what Meir Shita, when the Torah says the word Vaseis, that's like the least. That's like the darkest of the white that still has a din tuma to it. Anything darker than this is Tor. So, Kaseis really means like a rising. And we know that the more brighter it is, the more deeper it looks. And a little bit more darker it becomes, the more higher it looks. That's why it's called the Seis. Arising means a little bit more darker than the Beheres. So contra Rabbi Meir, when it says the word Vaseis, that means the most Nega that rises the most, means the most Keya, the one that's most darkest, that's still Tamei. And that's this type of a white of the membrane of an egg. Now Shniyolo, the word Sapachas goes on Seis, there's a Tolda to Seis. What is that? That's Kitsemer Lovan, like white wool, which is like a middle class of whiteness. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. In other words, really what we're coming out, there are four different shades of white that has a din tumas neger on it. Now the whitest shade there is, that's a Beheres, and that's like snow. Secondary to that would be, is kisida hechel, like the white of the white, the loin that they white, the whiten the walls of the hechel with, and that's the secondary white. That's called the Tolda to Beheres. Then, when the Torah says the word Vaseis, so really there's a Tolda to Seis. So the third type of whiteness going downwards, really that's called Kitzemelovon. That's the white wool. And the last type of whiteness, that's still Tomei, that's the Torah says the word Seis, and that's Kekroin Beitza. That's like the membrane of an egg in between the shell and the egg itself. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. However, the Chomrim, say no. The Chomrim, Haseis. When the Torah says the word Haseis, it does not mean the least of the white colors, but Haseis just means after Beheres comes a Seis, which is Kitzemer Lovin. So the Torah says Haseis, arising, that's also Tomei, that means a white spot on your body. But what type of whiteness is it? It's less of a degree of Beheres, which Beheres, again, is the white like snow, and the Shniyah, it's Tolda, is like white, like loin. Then the Torah says the word Seis, which means the third type of a whiteness, which is Kitzem Elovin, like white wool. And then when the Torah says the word sapachas, means there's a told to say, according to Chomim, that's shniyala. That's like the last type of a white trade is still tamei, secondary to white of wool, is kukrum beitza, is the membrane of the egg. So really everybody agrees that these are the four shades that can give you a tumas nega. The machlek is only what is the tolda and what is the yav. And like we'll see later, the nafkumina would be, like we'll see, the question is, you have to have a shear for an egg, the size of a gris. Like we'll soon see, the size of a gris, that's the length, the width of seven hairs. Where the hair grows, like on your body, seven hairs, the length of that seven hairs, that's how long the gris, that's the size. Now let's say you have a half of the size of one color, and half of the size of another color, so we'll soon see when they're mistarif, when they're not mistarif. The av and its own folder for sure is mistarif. The two ovis are also mistarif. Nafkamina is the tolder mitzdarif with a different av. So if you hold it's not mitzdarif, that will be a nafkamina between the Rabbi Meir and the Chomim, exactly which mara is a tolder and which one with mitzdarif, one with the other. Like we'll see later on. Now, Mishnah Beis. Ha-pasuach sheba shelet. Means if you have a mara nega that's white like snow, but ha-pasuach means it's mixed into a little bit red. A little bit of redness in it also. Like really the pasuk says in Vayikra, Baheres levoina adam demes. There's a little bit red in that white baheres, which is also still has a tumas neger on it. The Mishnah is saying how pasuach shevashelach, if you have a white like snow that has some red, a red color mixed into it, you should know how it's supposed to look. Kiyayin hamozug bashelach, like wine that got mixed up with snow, and the pshat is that the white is still brighter than the red. That's Tomei, but if it's not that way, it'd be Tahor. What's going to be HaPasuach Shebasid? Let's say the Sapachas of Beheres, like the secondary to Beheres. That's the whiteness of the white line. So what's going to be HaPasuach Shebasid? Let's say some red color gets mixed in to this Sid. Then it looks Kedom HaMozik B'cholov, like blood that got mixed up with milk. And here we say the admimis is redder than the white. It's more red than it is white. And so is Tamei. These were Rabbi Yishmael. These are the words of Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva and Menor. Rabbi Akiva says like this. Adam dam shebezeh v'shebezeh. In both cases, when the redness gets mixed up, whether it's with beheres, whether it's with the mara of a sheleg, or whether it's the mara of the sapachas of it, of the sid, in both cases, Kiyayin hamozik b'mayim, like wine that got mixed up with water, not like wine that got mixed up with snow or with blood that got mixed up with milk, but rather like wine that got mixed up with water. Meaning to say, it's nikka very much the yayin. The redness is there, even though it looks very red, still it have a tumah. Ela rather shall shelig aza. Again, just that when with white snow, the color of snow, that's very sharp. But if the color started out to be like white lime, that's a little bit darker, a little bit kayor than the color of snow. Now, even though the Mishnah only brings down the loch of pasuach by a beheres, but the same loch also applies by seis, by the next two colors of ketzem malovin or kebekukrum abe, it would also be the same loch. That if some redness gets mixed into it, it still be tummy. And here, Lemaisa, for him, we pass like a bekiva. Those both of them, the color should be like Kiyayin HaMosib B'mayim, meaning even though it looks red, the redder is sharper than the white, still it would have a tumas nega on it. Now, Mishnah Gimel. Now, our girs is Arbo Marois Elu Mitzdorfim Zeem Zeh. These four different colors, again, the Beheres, which is Aza Keshelig, or else Shniolo, which is Kesed Heichol, or else Kukrum Beitzo, or else Ketzem Halovon. These four colors, so the Mishnah says, them Mitztarfim Zem Zeh, meaning to say there's a shear. You need the size of a kegris to make up the nega. Let's say you have a half of the size of white Keshelig, and half of the size like a seis, half of the size like a Krum of a Beitzo, so they would be Mitztarf. Now our gear says, Arba, Maris, Mashim, all four Mitztarf, and that's the Rambam Shita.
that even a tolda with another tolda is also mitzdarif. However, the Rav brings down the girsa should be mei arba, means from these four, the yom mitzdarif. Because his shita is, diyein ha tolda mitzrefes elim av shalom, a tolda is only mitzdarif with its av. Therefore, shtei toldas, the two toldas, are now mitzdarifim zeh mzeh, but the shnei ovis, they are mitzdarifim zeh mzeh. Let's say, l'mosh, according to Chom Shita, that they say that this ace, that's ketzem elovin, so therefore the two ovis we have, according to Chom, is either kishelig or ketzem elovin, so those two shirim are mitzdarifim zeh mzeh. Now, the two toldas are either kikrum beitza, or else kisid hechel. So according to the Rav, these two would not be mitzdarim. Therefore, his girsa should be mei arba. From these four, some are mitzdarim. But the Rambam's girsa is no arba. All four, even the toldos, are mitzdarim from zeh mzeh. They can make up the shear, you put half and half together. Now the Mishnah says, what it means mitzdarim, what it means they come together, that means lifter, whether you want to make him a ptur, or also lahachlit, whether you want to make for sure his tamei, or lahaskir, whether you want to lock him up to watch him for another week. And all these in Yonim, this mitzdarfin. So the Mishnah will explain, what does it mean to say? It means to say, lahaskir es ha'oimed v'soif shavu arishin. That the halacha is, if you saw a neger at the beginning, and it didn't have the simon of the hair, it only had the simon of the white spot, so the Torah says it's supposed to lock him up, watch him for another 7 days. So at the end of the 7 days, if the neger still says the same way it was the first day, the first time, you have to lock him up for another 7 days. So therefore, if at the end of the first week, the kohen looks and it did not change, even though maybe it changed from one of these colors to another color, but since it's mitzdarif, that's not called a shinui. That's called lahaskir esayme b'sayv shavu arishon at the end of the first week, and you still have to lock him up and watch him for another week. Now, lifter esayimeid, b'sayv shavua shaniya, halacha is after you watched him for the second week, the nega still says the same size, it did not spread, so then he becomes tor. So even though the nega maybe changes from one mara to another mara, it's still mitzdarif, and we can still make a ptur, that if at the end of the second week it did not spread further, it just stayed the same spot. Even though the colors changed a little bit, still we'll say that he's potter, he's tor from now onwards. So again, so the locha that the mitzdarif in these two last cases mean that even though the colors change, do not say it's like a new nega, you have to start over again, but rather still it's a continuation. When you mask him 1 week, you can still mask him another week. And after the second week, even though the colors change, still the mitzdarif is as if it's considered as if it's still the same nega, and therefore would become tor. Now the last case is lahachlif, like to make him for sure tamei, these are the two simonim that make the nega vaday tamei. First, it has this the color, and it has to be again the size of a gris. So here it could be again two colors together when it starts to the size of a gris. And then inside this nega was nolad michya, means like raw flesh. It became like a piece that looked like raw flesh there. So that's the simon tamei. Or you saw your love, or else the black hair change to be white here. If the white hair in the middle of the nega changed, the hair changed white, that's a tumah, that's a simen tumah. See here, lachlit means betchila, where at the beginning when you first come to the kohen and you have your nega. Again, the nega could have been made up from a chatzi gris of shelig and a chatzi gris of tzemer. So these two were mitzdarif together. And now, when you first came to the kohen, there is already white hair there, or there is michya bosa, the raw flesh, so that's a simen tome, it's tome right away. Or else, b'saif shvur rishon, first when you came to the kohen, you did not have these two simonim, the seilov nor the michya. It was only a color of an egga. So the kohen locks you up and watches you for 1 week. So at the end of 1 week, if now these two simonim come on it, even though the colors changed, as long as them starve together, you'll have a din vade tome. Or else, b'saif shvur sheni. Or else at the end of the second week, if then it's not these two simonim, also you would become vadei tamei, and the chiddush is li'achar aptur. Even let's say after the second week, the kohen looked at the neger and it didn't spread, so the kohen said that you're tor. And then later, a few days later, then it first grows white hair on that neger, or else michya, so you become tummy from then onwards. So the chiddush is, even though the nega was made up from different colors, they're also mitzarif to make it into a nega. Now lahachlit es shenoyled loy pisyon. Another simon tirit simon tummy is that again you first had your nega was a color, size of the gris, and now later let's say it spread and it became bigger. If the nega spreads and becomes bigger, that's also similar to make you vadei tamei. So it's mitzarif that even though the spreading is from another color, as long as the two colors, let's say the white of shelig and the white of sid, that's what Avinu told her, they're mitzarif, therefore if the spreading is from this other color, it also make it vadei tamei. Now the same halacha, b'seif shavua, whether it happens at the end of the first week, at first the kohen saw the nega, locked you up, and the end of the week, he saw that spread. So now he's hachlit, he makes you vadei tamei. Or else, b'sei shavua sheni, or else at the end of the second week. Now when he checks you out, he sees that it spread, even though the spreading is from a new color, but since it's mitzarif, he'll make you vadei tamei. And liyachar aptur can be the same thing after the second week. At that time it did not spread, so the kohen said your Torah. And then later we find out that the nega spreads, so you become tamei. The chiddush is, even though the spreading is from a different kolom, but since it's mitzarif, it'll make you vadei tamei. Another chiddush would be lahachlit es ahoifech kuloi lovon mitoich haptur. Meaning to say mitoich haptur again. Let's say after the second week, the nega still stayed the same size, so the kohen paskin let you tor. And now after paskin you tor, now this nega spread over your whole body. It was lahachlit a hoifa kululova, that your whole body turned white. So then the loch riz, you become a tummy. So chiddush is when it spreads now, even though it spreads from two different colors, still them tarif to make you tummy. And the opposite way around, what's going to be? Liftor es a hoifa kululova mitoich hechlet or mitoich hesker. Meaning to say, you first the kohen paskin that you're vadei tummy. That's called mitoich hechlet. Or else, Mitoch Hesker, the kohen locked you up. And now, while you're locking up, or while you're tamei, now this nega spreads over your whole body. So that's a locha that you become tor, because it changes around. If the din is that you're tahor, and now it spreads over your whole body, it makes you tamei. But if the din is that you're tamei now, and now this nega spreads over your whole body, you become tor. That's the locha. So the chiddush is, even though when it spreads now, it spreads from different colors, still, it's all mitzarif to make it one dinega that it spread over your body. So again, if the kohen first passes that your tummy, because it spread a little bit, and now later it spreads over your whole body, then you become tor. So Mishnah and Zuf, Eilu Maris Negoyim, these are different colors of Negoyim, Shekol Negoyim Tluyim Behem. All Hilchos Negoyim depend upon these four different type of colors. So he says, Shekol Nige Or HaBosor, and it's Tumeim Eilu B'mar Eilu. The negoyim that come upon the skin of a person, you only become tameh with one of these four colors that we had before, either the sheleg, or else the sid, or else the beitza, krum beitza, or else the semer lovam. Yeah, Mishneh Dalet. Rabbi Chanina Skan HaKohanim Oimer. Chanina the Skan HaKohanim, second in charge of the Kohanim, is to say that the maros negoyim shishosa. There are 16 different colors of the Maros Negoyim, the Negoyim they have on your skin. So some say the Rav hold when not Gurus this, but the Tzata say we are Gurus it. The way you get 16 is that there are the four colors we had before, the four main ones, Shtayim Shem Arba, and then there's another four of Tzirufim that the Kemistar put two together. And the Rav says, according to this, the Pshat, the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Kiva, that says Negomor and Shavuos, that the Maris that says is in star for all of them. So it comes out you can have four different types of tzirufim, so that's eight. And then you have Pasuach, like we had before, Psuchim, that with some red comes into the color, changes a little bit red, also it's Tomei. So that's why you have 16. So 16 different colors of Mara Negoyim. Now, Rabbi Doisa Ben Hurkin is saying there, Maris Negoyim Shloisha Vashisha. He does know it's called 36 different colors of Maros Negoyim. And according to our base of Inukness, it works like this, like we had before, there are four main Maros, and then they could be mixed up with some red. So together now you have eight. and four different sugim of negoyim. So 4 times 8 is 32. There's first of all nigi or habos. So you have negoyim on the skin of your flesh, and then you have nigi shchino micha. We'll see later about that. Where you have a burn, or you have a bang. And then you have nesek, a scare. Then you have karachas, a kabachas. You have on your bald spots on your head. So each one of these also has four. So therefore, together we have 32. And then we have another four, that is another two of nigei begodim. The pasuk says, yirakrek v'adamdam. So that's another two by negoyim on clothing. And there's another two also, negoyim in your house, also the same thing. The Torah says, yirakrek v'adamdam. It's another four. So together, that's how the kits of all different negoyim, you have altogether 36 different type of colors of shades. Kavya ben Mahalala Loimer, he says, Shivu Mishnayim. No, there are 72. So kids, you have these 36 we mentioned already. And he holds there's another set of 36 that's at the end of the week. Well, you lock them up for 1 week, and then you check them out at the end of the week to see if it changed or not. Seek Siddur is the check that you do at the end of the week for another 36. So 36 and 36 together you have 72. Rabbi Chanina Skan HaKanamayim used to say like this, that Ein Royim Es HaNagoyim Ba'atchilo L'yachar HaShabbos. A Kohen is not allowed to paskin Alocha Nichas Nagoyim on Yom Rishon, on Sunday. He should not paskin be Yom Rishon. Why? She'eshevua Shaloi Chalias B'Shabbos. Because the Alocha is by a Hesker, you have to lock him up for 7 days, and on the seventh day you check him out. So in the first paskin, it should be Hesker on Yom Rishon, so they come out the day to check him out will be on Shabbos. And you can't check him out on Shabbos, you're going to have to wait another day. Therefore it's not Kedai to make Shabbos come out the day to check him. Another Mishnah says, V'loi ba'sheni, who adin the Kohen should not check out a Nega b'yom sheni on Monday of the week. Why? She'eshevua sheni sheloi chaliyas b'Shabbos. Because halacha is when you check out the Nega, and it only has the color, so you have to lock them up for 1 week. At the end of the week, if it does not spread, so you have to lock them up for a second week. Now the end of the second week is to come out on Shabbos. You started out on a Monday, so the end of the first week will come out to be on Yom Rishon. Now Yom Rishon is Eilu Lakan Lakan, so Yom Rishon starts the beginning of the second week. So the end of the second week is going to be on Shabbos. So again, you're not going to be able to check it on Shabbos, and you have to push it off for a day. So therefore, do not start to see the Nega B'yom Sheni. Then the Mishnah says, V'loi ba'shlishi la'botim. In the case where you have a Nega in your house, you should not start to see it on Tuesday, B'yom Shlishi, for the same reason. Because by Nega Batim, you have to lock it up even for a third week. And then it'll come out, the end of the third week will come out on Shabbos, She'eshevua Shlishi Shaloi Chaliyas B'Shabbos. The end of the third week is going to come out on Shabbos, and we don't want that to happen, that the Kohen should have to see the Nega B'yom HaShabbos, because he can't. So you're going to push it off another day, so we don't want to happen. Therefore, the beginning, you have to first start seeing the Goyim on, besides Batim, either B'yom Shlishi, or else on Nigei HaBatim, the Goyim you have in your house, you have to wait to Yom Revi. Rabbi Akiva says, the Olam Royim. No, there's nothing wrong. Occurring any time of the weekday, even B'yom Rishon, you can also see a Nega. Even though it'll come out at the end, I'll have to wait an extra day. So what? And therefore, Choli is Pesach HaShabbos. Let's say it comes out in the middle of Shabbos. In other words, the end of the week. That when you have to check it out, comes out on Shabbos, and you can't do that. So therefore, Stam, Ma'vir L'Achar HaShabbos. You have to wait till after Shabbos. Wait till Yom Rishon to check it out. And the Mishnah says that according to Rabbi Akiva, V'yesh Badov L'Hokel L'Hachmir. There are ways to be Mekel in this, and the ways to be Machmir in this. The fact that you cannot check it out on Shabbos, but you'll have to wait another day to first check it out, B'yom Rishon. Now the next two Mishnahs will explain what does it mean to say Yesh B'dovah L'Hokil, and what does it mean to say Yesh B'dovah L'Hachmir. Now Mishnah Hay explains, Ketzer L'Hokil, what do you mean to say in such a case? Again, where the Kohen said that this neg is a Sofik, so you have to be Mazgu, you have to lock him up and wait for 7 days. At the end of the 7 days, you check it out to see if the nega spread or not. If the nega spread, the Sokoyin Paskins Lohechlit, that is Vadi Tomei. If the nega did not spread, so he has to put him away for another 7 days. So the fact we have to wait an extra day if it comes out the seventh day on Shabbos, that the Kohen cannot check out on Shabbos, he has to wait another day, so it comes out sometimes Lekula, sometimes Lachmir. So the Mishnah says, now, Ketzer L'Hokil, what's the case that we go lenient because of this? So let's say, Hoye Boy Seyelovim, let's say on the Shabbos that you're supposed to check it out, the hair turned white, which is a Negatomei, and if the Kohen would have saw it then, he would have been Machlad to say Yavadi Tomei. But then you can't check it out on Shabbos, you have to wait till Sunday. And then when it comes to Yom Rishon on Sunday, the hair changes, it's no more white. So therefore, that's Lahokyel to say that we looked at it Sunday, you did not see why here he remains Tahor. What's going to be the other way? Let's say they wore white hair, the Shchiru, it became black. Meaning on Shabbos, it was white. And then after Sunday, after Shabbos on Sunday, it became black. That's the going lahokil. And now the Chiddush Mishnah says, Achas levon of yachas shchira, even though right now only one changed back to be black, or else v'shchiru shteyim, or else both of them turn to be black. So you go lekula, since you first see it on Sunday, and Sunday it has black here, it could remain a tohor. What's going to be aruchas? Let's say on Shabbos, the hair grew longer, and therefore it's a simin tamei, it should have been tamei. But then, v'iktiru, on Sunday we look at it, it becomes smaller, and therefore it doesn't have a din tuma. So also we go lekula. And the same thing, achas aruchas v'achas ksara, even though on Shabbos two of them were long, then on Sunday you only find one that's short, and only one is still long, that's also a simin to make it tahor. Or else v'iktiru shtei, and let's say both of them became short, v'yem rishon. The locher is then, it's tor, we go lekula. What's going to be nismach ha-shchin l'shtayim? Let's say the toy liyachas mehen. So again, let's say on Shabbos you had your nega there, and in the middle of the nega there were the two white hairs, which would have been a simen tomei, the kohen would have made it vade tomei. But now he had a white left to Shabbos, and after Shabbos now, the place where the two white hairs are, a shchin became around there. So not that there's a nega on the bosor, but rather in the middle of the nega there became a makah of a shchin. A shchin is something else, that's a boil, we'll see later on about that. That comes from machmas heat. And even though a shchin with two hairs, white hair, is also simin tamei, but you have to say, we're talking about either that the shchin does not have a size of a kagris. So now that a shchin came in there, it takes it away from the nega, so it's not considered as if the two white hairs is in the middle of the nega. Therefore now when it looks at it on Sunday, it's not tamei. See that the shchin went around both white hairs, or else early achas mehen. The shchin now, this boil now, became upon one hair. So therefore, you only have one hair left in the middle of the nega. Therefore, now it's tahor. Or else, hikiv ha-shchin l'shteyim. Let's say the shchin surrounded, went around both white hairs. So again, the white hairs are not considered anymore in the middle of the nega. But now, rather, it's around the shchin. Therefore, when you look at it on Sunday, it would be tahor. Or liyachas mien, or else it went around only one hair. Or else, oy chilkon ha-shchin. Or else the shchin went in between the two hairs. It divided it up, so we do not consider as if the two hairs is in one nega. But the shchin goes in between them to divide it up. It's like two separate negas. So each nega only has one white hair on it. Therefore, now on Sunday, it's tor. Or else, michias ha-shchin. Or else, v'hamichia, v'hamichva. Or else, michias ha-michva, v'haboyek. Now, this part of the Mishnah means to explain that we just had now, that lahokil means that even though on Shabbos it had the two hairs, white hairs, that would have made it tamei, but now when you look on Sunday, something happened to these two hairs. Again, that either one went away, or else we say hikiv, that it went around the hair, instead of being a nega there, or went around, so Mishnah explains now, either a shchin went around it, or else a michyas ha-shchin, mean raw meat in the middle of the shchin went around it. Now a shchin itself, we'll learn later on in the Mishnayis, and that's like something happened to your skin because of either a wound or because of a burn. Or else that's a wound happened, you got hit there. Or else we have michva, something happened to the skin because it got burnt. And this michva now comes around the hairs. It's like divides between the hair and the nega. Or else the michyas ha-michva, in the middle of the burn there's some raw skin. Or else we have boyak. The boyak means it's a white color, but it's less white. It's kehor than the krum beya. Now this is really a mara that's tor. So if one of these things happened to be either around the hair or it was hikna, or else it was close to it, or else it was chokin, when in between them, this would also make it tahor. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be hoy soloi mechiyo v'hocholoi ha-mechiyo? Means on Shabbos, in the middle of the nega, it grew there some raw skin, which is a simen tumah. And then v'hocholoi ha-mechiyo, but on Sunday, when you come to look at it now, the raw skin went away. So also we go l'kulu to say that you tore. Hoy sum rubas v'nases agulo. Means on Shabbos, this mechiyo, this raw skin, was in a square form, which is a simen tumah. And then after Shabbos on Sunday, became aguli, the round, or yaruchoros, became long. So that's a simen tumah, then it remains tor. Or else, mevutzeres venasas minatzad, meaning on Shabbos, the smichye was surrounded by the tzaras, which is a simen tumah. All right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side. So again, Mevutzeres, meaning that on Shabbos, this Michya was surrounded by the Tzaras, but now on Sunday, after Shabbos, the Tzaras is not around the Michya, but on the side of it, and therefore it's not a Simen Tumor anymore. So again, they go to Kulu to say that you're Torah. Michuneses, let's say on Shabbos, the Michya was all gathered together in one spot, and it was the size of a greater than Adosha, so that's a Simen Tumeya. Vinispazra, then after Shabbos is spread out, it's not in one spot, there's no size of Kadosha. So again, you'll be Tor. Now, Uvo Hashkin Benichnas Besoicha. Let's see, after Shabbos now, the Shkin came in and went around the Michya, this raw meat. Now, a Shkin is not a Simen Tumah, it's only by a Tzaras, not by a Shkin. So now that after Shabbos the Shkin went around the Michya, it's not Tomei. Or else the same thing she said, let me hikifo, and now the Shechin went around it, or else Chilka divided it up, oimiyato, or else it made it smaller than its size. Now after Shabbos, the Shechin completely surrounded the Michya, or else it cut it in half like, or else it took away from the size, the Shechin took away the shear of the Michya. So in all these cases now, that's the way it looks on Sunday, the Maitzvot store. Now, the Mishnah says that this thing is Hashchin, oi Michyas Hashchin, vi ha-michve, o Michyas ha-michve, vi ha-boyek. All these things can do the same thing. Like it means that after Shabbos, one of these five things happened that came into the Michya. So now it's not considered the raw meat is between the Nega, but rather got surrounded with one of these things. So again, it's Mevatel, the Simen Tumeya, and therefore it remains Torah. So again, either a shchin came around it, or else a michyas ha-shchin, the raw meat of the shchin, or else a michve a burn, or else a michyas ha-michve, the raw meat in the middle of the burn, or else for yaboyek, that's a simen tor, or white, but it's a little bit darker. It's not white enough to make a simen tumeya if that went around. The michya, it's no more a simen tumeya, it remains tor. Or else what's going to be hoyavoy pisyoin? That means on Shabbos, the nega taka spread. So the coin wouldn't look then, it would have been tamei. But for holach loy pisyoin, after Shabbos now, the spread went away, came back to the same size it was before. So now since it looks at it on Sunday that way, it's tor. Oy shaho cholo hoim. Hoim means like the ikar of the nega. Meaning after Shabbos, the ikar of the nega went away, and all that's left is only the pisyoin, only the part that spread. That's also tor. Or else it became smaller, the ikar of the nega, after Shabbos became smaller. Between the ikar of the nega and the pisyon together, there's no size of a gris, and therefore it's tor. So again, if we would have looked on it on Shabbos, it would have been tamei. But now that you have to wait till after Shabbos, it's tor. Now, hashchin, o michyas hashchin, what I have a shchin there, or else the raw meat in the shchin, or else we have michva burn. O Michyas HaMichva, the raw meat in the middle of the burn. The Haboyek, or else you have this white coloring, which is not Tomei, is Cholkin. It could divide up Bein Oim LaPisyoim, in between the Ikar of the Nega and what spread. So therefore it's not considered attached, and therefore not become Tomei. Is Harei Elul Hokel. All these cases that since if it would, you would have looked at it on Shabbos, it would have been Tomei,
But now that you have to wait till Sunday, you go to Kula to say that it's Tahor.
The last case was, even though really the nega spread, but since right after Shabbos it was divided up, something went in between the Ikara nega and the spreading, so it's not connected, we do not consider as if the nega itself spread, but rather as if the nega stayed the same size it was before, and therefore we say, Lahokil, that it's Tahor. Now Mishnah Vav. Ketzad lahachmado, how do we say now that since you wait till Sunday to look at a person on Sunday, you go to Chumra sometimes? That means like this, what's going to be on Shabbos lehoyu by Sayalovan? On Shabbos and this nega, there was no white here there. But when other Sayalovan, after Shabbos B'yom Rishon, now it first grew white here, as since the Kohen first looks at it now, he'll make it Tomei. What's going to be Hayashcheris? Before on Shabbos, it was only black here. V'hil Binoi. But now Lachas Shabbos now became white. Again, you go to Chumra. Achas Shchoyra v'yachas Levona. Let's say before Shabbos, one here was black, one here was white. That's a Simon Torah. V'elabinu Shteim, that on Shabbos, both of them became, if on Sunday, both of them became white. So that would be the Chumra. What's going to be Katsaras? On Shabbos, the hair was short. It wasn't long enough for Simon Tumah. V'erichoy. Then after Shabbos, it became long. So now when it looks at it on Sunday, he'll make a Tumah. Achas ksorah v'yachas teruch. Let's see, on Shabbos, one here was longer and one here was short, so it was not a simen tumah. Ve'erichu shteyim. Then after Shabbos, both of them become long. And echanami, you got to go to chumra. It'll be tumah. Nismach ha'shchin l'shteyim. Let's say on Shabbos the shchin. In other words, first it was a nega, and you had these two hairs of white hair, but now the shchin went around the two hairs, so that's a simen tahira. But Nismach ha'shchin l'shteyim or liachas men, or else the shchin only went around one of the hairs. So again, if you would have looked at it now on Shabbos, we would have said it's Tahor. But what happened was, hikav, or else hikav ha'shchin l'shteyim, or yisachas mehen, or yichulkin ha'shchin, or michyis ha'shchin, or michva, or michvias ha'michva, or v'yaboyet. All these things happened on Shabbos, that all these things would have made it Tahor. Again, that the hair was not straight in the middle of the nega, but something went around the hair. Either a shchin went around it, or a shchin ran around one hair, two hairs, or a chilka and the shchin divided in between the two hairs. Again, or else, like we had before, ha shchin means a michyas ha shchin, or else the raw meat in the middle of the shchin, or else via michva burn, or else a michyas ha michva, the raw meat in the middle of the burn, or else via boyik, if a simon white, that's tor, went in between these two hairs, and so on Shabbos it would have been tor. But after Shabbos, for holchulem, after Shabbos, these things went away, and now would remain just with the two white hairs in the middle of the nega. Say, Nechnami, you got to go to Chumra and say it's Tamei. What's going to be loy hoy savoy michyo? That on Shabbos, there was no michyo. The meat did not become raw there on Shabbos. In the middle of the nega, there was no simen tameya. But when all the loy michyo, after Shabbos, now the meat became raw there. So that's a simen tameya. We'll have to make it Tamei. Hoy sagula, let's say on Shabbos the michya was round. Hoy sagula, hoy arucha was long. So it's not a simen tamei, it has to be square. But then after Shabbos, v'nasas and merubas, and after Shabbos it first became squared. So now you first look after Shabbos, the kohen will say your tamei. What's going to be on Shabbos was min hatzad. On Shabbos, the michya was on the side. So it's a simen tohira. V'nasas muvutzeres. Now on after Shabbos, the tzeras first went around the michya. So that's a simen tameya. We'll have to say it's tamei. Or else mifuzaris. On Shabbos, it was spread out. It wasn't a shear in one place. Then it's kansa. Then after Shabbos, they gathered together and came a shear of an adosha. Then you would become tamei. What's going to be uvo hashchin benichnas v'soichel? Let's say on Shabbos, the shchin came around this nega. Or came around the michya or the hairs. So that takes away the simen tameya. So the shin came in the middle of the hairs, or else the kifu went around the hairs, or else chilka divided up the two hairs, or miyater, else it took away from the shear of the michya, or else it could be either hashchin did this, or else a michyas hashchin, the raw meat of the shin could do this, or else via michva burn could do this, or else a michyas hamichva, the raw meat in the middle of the burn could do this, or else via boyik, so or else of a white spot again. That was a simen Torah. It was a little bit darker than the krum beya. So it would have been a simen of Torah. That divided in between the hairs or in between the michya. So if he would have looked at it now on Shabbos, he would have said it's Tahor. But what happened was, in all these cases of v'hochelhen, that after Shabbos all these things went away,
and you remain with this, you remain with the siman tameya, and echnami the kerem after said yatamei. What's going to be lohoyevoy fisyon on Shabbos? The nega did not spread. But after Shabbos, now the nega did spread. Or else hashchin or michias hashchin. Or else veha michva michias hamichva veha boyek. That if any one of these things happened, that in the middle of your nega there became a shchin, or else a michva burn, or else this haboyek, this white color that store, cholkim bein oim lafishin, that divided up between the oim, that's the ikar hanega, and the part that spread. So the kids are right now, they're not attached together. Therefore, it would have been tor. But for holchulhen, after Shabbos, these dividings in between the nega and the fishin and what spread, in other words, the shchin and the michis hashin went away, and now it's still attached, that we look at the nega as if it did spread. So the lachar is, harei el lahachmer, and all these chesed you have to go lechumra. We go how the kohen sees the nega right now on Sunday. On Sunday, the nega has a shear that it was fishin that spread. Therefore, the kohen paskin that it's tamen. Even though if he would have looked on Shabbos, if he was able to look on Shabbos, then it would have been Torah. But since he can't look on Shabbos, he has to first look on Yom Rishon. We go boser how it is on Yom Rishon. Here, now we're up to Perek Sheni, Mishnah. Baheres Azo. Let's say you have a bright Baheres, bright as snow. So really that should be a Simen Tumeya. That's a Baheres. You find it on the skin of a person. But Niris Begermoni Keya. It looks on a person called a Germoni, that means a person that has very white skin. And by him, even this nega that looks like white snow looks a little bit Keya, looks a little bit dark. And on him, it looks even darker than the four Maris Negoyim. So Tanakama says, yes, he's Tor. We go boss him. On his skin, this looks Keya, looks darker than the four Maris Negoyim. And therefore, he's Tor. What's going to be the opposite way? Let's say v'hakeya bekushi azo, meaning v'hakeya means a darker shape, white. It's even less than a krum beitza that a normal person would have been tor. But you find this now bakushi on a black skinned person. If so, by him it looks azo, looks very white. Sanachami by him taka will say that he's tamei, since on him it looks like the four maris negoyim. So you go boss of the skin itself, on him will be tummy. That's what the Tanakhama holds. On this, Rabbi Yishmael says no. Rabbi Yishmael Leiman says, B'nai Yisrael, speaks about the hope of B'nai Yisrael, Ani kaprosin, I'll be a kapar for them. And since he loved Klai Yisrael so much, as if to say any punishment that deserves to come upon Klai Yisrael should come upon him, he'll be mechapa for them. And it means like this, that harehen ki ashkaroya. If we look at the whole Klai Yisrael as if they're normal skinned person, Ashkaroya means the marrow of skin is like the eighth eris, is like cedar wood. That's called Ashkaroya. Meaning to say we have to look as if you're normal skin. That means loy shchorim loy levonim, you're not too black, you're not too white. Ela benenim, but rather the middle class of skin, the way we look. And the kitza, that's the way you have to be done. If this nega would have looked white enough to be metam on such skin, even though now he's a Germoni, for him it looks darker, still he'll be tamei. And even though now that he's a Kushi, even though it's very dark, the white, for him it looks very white, still we say he's tor. Did you go boss of the normal skin? Rabbi Akiva says the same type of halacha, but he said a little bit different, that yesh litzayorim salamonim, means sayorim, people that make pictures, they have different type of paints. Shein tzorim tzura shcharvus, that they paint black pictures with, levonis, white ones, obeninis, and middle ones. So what we do now is, no matter what type of a skin you have, and you have a negar on your skin, you have a negar, is maybe sam benini. We take this middle class paint like, omakifum mibachutz, and we surround your negar with that type of paint. In other words, we make your skin like normal benini skin. V'seirova benini. And we check you out as if your skin is normal, middle-class skin. And if on this type of skin, this white spot looks bright enough to make a tummy, you'll be tummy. And if it looks darker than the krum beitza, and echnami, then you'll be tor. Zechura B'Kiva is saying the same thing as Rabbi Yishmael. Now, a third sheet there is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says like this, Maros Negoyim Lehokil. Rabbi Yehuda sheet there is, by Maros Negoyim, we always go Lekula. Avalor Lehachmer. Not to be machmir.
Therefore, we have a suffix in the Negoim, we go to Kulu to say that you're Torah, and not to say that you're Tomei. And the Rabbi brings down the Pshat is from the Torah's Kanim, that it's Mashma Kosav Echroim Mebor Besor, Kosav Echroim Mebor HaBosor, so Kitsi Yisi Yigol Kula. So now, according to Rabbi Yudis, like this, that Yeroah HaGir Moni Bivsor Lehokil, the person has very, very white skin, and on him this white spot, even though really it's a summa, it's a simin tmeya, but on him it looks darker, it does not look white enough, Sedech Nam will have to go lehokal for him to say that he's tor. The Hakushi, let's say a person has very black skin, and maybe even though a darker shade of white, that's really tor, on him it looks tome, still by him, by Benini lehokal, left like paint around him, a color of a Benini, of a middle class skin, and to go lekula to say that since that's darker than the krum of a beitza, who become tor. So you go to kula both ways. The chachom and the chom say no, zev zev benini. For that's why Shmuel and the Kivis shita, that every single Jew, you go as if he has medium clear skin, and therefore what looks, what's dalad maras negoyim is tomei for everybody, and what's tor is tor for everybody. Yeah, to Mishnah Beis. Ein royin ha negoyim b'shachris uvein ha'abayim. A kohen is not allowed to see the nega that's on your skin, not in the morning, and not in the evening, not ben harbayim, which means not after the ninth hour of the day, like after 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Only we'll soon see exactly which hour of the day the kohen could see it, and also v'loy b'soich habayis, a kohen cannot see the nega adam, whereas nigei begodim in the middle of the house, because he can't see it so well there. There's not enough light there. He can't tell the exact color. And the Pshan, the Reisha, the Rav says is, the Afidim learn out from a Posek that says, L'chol Mara Eine HaKoyin, means to say, Ma Koyin, Shechisim or Einav Eine Roya, as an Egoyim, just like if a Koyin can't see so well, he's not allowed to see an Egoyim, is Af Yoyin, Shechosim Oroy, Ein Roya, Bais Egoyim. Also, the time of the day that the light is not too good yet, you can't see an Egoyim either at that time, therefore not too early and not too late of the day. And also, v'loy b'yoyim hamunan, not on a cloudy day, you can't see a nega, lefi shakeya nireis aza. Because if it's cloudy, or else in the morning or late, then what looks really is dark, that's not really a mar negoyim, it looks a little bit brighter. So therefore, we can't tell, we can't see then. And v'loy b'tzorayim, you're not allowed to see in the late, even in the late afternoon, Lefi, because at that time, like it's a little bit too bright then, because at that time, Lefi, Shazah, Nirus Keya, could be really, it's a real white spot. It really should be a nega, but it looks a little bit dark towards the late afternoon. Therefore, you can't see then either, because at that time, the aura, the chama, the sunlight is too strong, so you can't see well. So, the Mishnah explains, Amos Iroin, what time of the day could a Kayin see the Negoyim? So, Bisholosh, Biarba, the third hour in the morning, and the fourth hour in the morning, or the chomesh in the fifth hour in the morning, but not the sixth. The sixth hour is no good. And then uvasheva, the seventh hour, v'shmoyne v'teisha, the seventh or the eighth or the ninth hour of the afternoon, that's good. Then you can see the nega. But exactly smack chatzos, that's no good. Again, the sun is too bright then. Divrei Rabbi Meir, these are words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, biyarba b'chomesh, we only see in the morning, the fourth hour of the day, and the fifth hour. And then Bashmoyne v'teisha, the eighth hour or the ninth hour. But in the middle of the day, again, the sun is too bright, it's no good. So therefore, you can't, and in the, early in the morning, it's not light enough. So therefore, the hours to see is the fourth or fifth hour of the day, or else the eighth or ninth hour of the day. And the loch is like Rabbi Yehuda, that these are the 4 hours of the day that a kohen is allowed to see the nega. Now, Mishnah Gimel. Kohen hasuma biyachas meinav. You have a kohen that's blind in one eye, you can't see with one eye. Oy shekeya meir enof, or even though he could see with both eyes, but he can't see so well, he can't see that well, it's kei, he has a hard time to see, doesn't have such good eyesight. Is lo yiras negoyim, this kohen is not allowed to see negoyim. Shneimer the pasuk says, lo chol mare eini hakohen. Mashma, the kohen has to use his complete eyesight in order to tell the negoyim, and he has to use two eyes, so if he's missing one eye, or else he can't see so well, he should not see the goyim. Now, bayis, or if, let's say in a dark house, that there are no windows there, Halacha is ein poischin boichalonos, liris es nigoi. You're not allowed to, you don't have to break a hole in the wall or like to make windows. If in this house it's dark, there's no windows there, so then you do not make the house tamei. You cannot have a tumas neger on it. And you're not allowed to like break the wall to make windows there. Just if you have windows already, then you're supposed to open them up. But if you have a house that's dark, it doesn't have any windows now, so that house remains tor. You have no chiyuv to break holes to make windows to be able to see. Now, Mishneh Dalet. Ketzad Riyas HaNega. Like, in what position is the person have to be standing when the Kohen comes to see the Nega? In other words, in the Pasuk it says, L'chol Mara Eini HaKohen. And we dash in Teres Kanim that Prat L'Beis HaStorim. A hidden place, even though there's a Nega there, it doesn't become Tomei. So you have to know how is the body in position, like to say the Kohen comes and can see the Nega, and what city, like the Nega is covered up, that's called Beis HaStorim, like you remain Tohor. So Ish, if let's say there's a Nega on the body of the skin of a person, of a man, so near a Koider, we have to look at the same position he would be when he would be plowing the ground. I mean, how much he would spread his feet when he's chayf, when he's digging into the ground to uproot the asovim, or else ukemoisik zaysim. Let's say he has a nega underneath his arms, so you want to know what's considered by the arm that's covering up the nega, how, what position he would be when he's pulling off the olives off the tree. If he's standing underneath an olive tree, how hard would he pick up his hands? So that position is, if the person staying in that position, a kohen would be able to see the nega, he'd become tamei. But in that position, his hands would still be covering up the nega, he would remain tohor. What about Haisha? Let's say a lady has a nega. So a kareches, as far as her legs go, how she would be standing like or sitting when she's kneading and molding the dough. O kemeniko es beno, or else if you want to know she has a nega under a by a breast, how she would be when she nurses the baby. In that position, if the kohen could still see the nega, that would make a tummy. And if at that position the nega is covered up by her basar, so then that's called beis starim, she would remain tohor. Koi reges, ko boimdim lashechi. Meaning if she has a nega by the beis hashechi under her arms, so we have to look how high she raises her arms, koi reges, when she's weaving. At the position how she moves her hands when she weaves, that's like still called noticeable. And if at that position the nega is covered up, it's called the beis hashechi, she'll be tohor. Now, layad hayimonis. This is how you do a nega by the right hand. In other words, when the nega is under her right hand, so usually when she weaves, she picks up her right hand. So that's how high the hand should be for the kohen to see the way she weaves. So that's for the right hand. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says that Af kitoyve ba pishtin lasmolis. She has a nega under her left arm, so there we have to see how high she'll raise her hand when she's toyve ba pishtin, meaning when she's spinning flax. And how high the hand is, that's the way the kohen should see it, if he could see the nega or not. Now, kishem shenir lenigoi, kacho niro litigalachtoi. The same way a person is standing in these positions, the kohen could see the nega, the same way the locher is about a metzora, that he has to shave off all his hair. So he has only a shave off the hair that you could see, not the hair under the base of storim. So these things that you cannot see, there'll be no chiyuv from the shave off his hair. Now when a mitzvah, when he becomes tor, he has to shave off all his hair. So the hair is only in the place that you could see, and not on the base of storim. So in these positions, the hair that you could see, you have to shave off, and the hair that's under the arm that you cannot see, that hair, the mitzvah, does not have to shave off. Now Mishneh Hei, Kol HaNegoyim Odom Roya. A kohen's allowed to see a nega of his krovim, of his relatives, he's mutter to see. But Chutz Minigay Atzmai, a kohen is not allowed to see his own nega. But the Pasuk says, Vuvel HaKohen, Mashmi, you have to go to another kohen, not to this kohen. And Pasha were afraid that maybe for himself he won't do a good job. Therefore, a kohen is not allowed to see his own nega, the Paskin, for himself. Rabbi Meir says, Afla Nigel Krovim. A kohen can't even paskin for his relatives. That he holds the Darshan Raposik, the Rav says, Yiskesh Negoim Larivam, the Sid Koribuchonega, Marivus like Dayonim, is possible by Kravim, his afne goyim is also his posel b'kroivim. But Allah is not like Rabbi Meir. We hold that for a korv you could, just not for yourself. Now the same thing the Mishnah says, kol ha'nedorim odom matir chutz v'nidrei atzmoi. A person could be a dying yochet to be matir other people's nedorim, but not his own. That a husband cannot be matir his wife's nedorim, which are not beino lebena, which are beinoi lebenacherim to another people. In other words, not called inu nefesh, or if it's not called beino lebeino, these are not nedorim that a baal could be mefer. The nedorim that are made against the husband could be mefer. But a regular neder, which is against other people, not against the husband, then the husband cannot be mefer it, but rather you need hataras chochem. So for the husband to be a chochem yochid, to matir it, he should not be matir his wife's nedorim, because ishtar is kagufa, it's called like himself. And this talking about now where he's a chochem by himself, if niatzmo he can't. But avad, if he's not a mumcha, he wanted him to start with another two, then he could. With like a peteris, shloisha, head yaitis, then it'd be mutter for him to be mata the neder. Then the mishten zov, kol ha bechoyrois or the roya, the person has a bechor bismanazer, bechor behema. Lochros it has hegdish, and you're not allowed to use it until it has a balmum. So you're allowed to see the bechor, see if it has a mum or not. Again, not your own Bechor. The Kohen himself has his own Bechor. He's not allowed to see it. Kohen can't see his own Bechor because we're afraid he's choshed, he won't do a good job. He'll be matarit, maybe even though really it's also. You're up to Perek Shlishi, Mishnah Aleph. Ha'koil mitamim banagoyim. Everybody could become tamei if they have a nega on their body. And the Chiddush is even a katan. Like the Rav says, otherwise I would have thought to say, the Pasuk says, Ish Tzeruah Tziv, so maybe only a Godel, Kamash will know that Hakol Metamim, even a Kotan. But Chutz Min Agoyim, a Goy has no Tumas Negoyim, V'ger Toshev, who would then a Ger Toshev, which is also a Loch of a Goy, just means a Goy that's Makam upon himself to watch the Sheva Mitzvah Spnei Noyach, but he has not become a regular Jew, he's not Mizgayim. So he has Loch like a Goy, even though he's living among the Jews, still, he has no tumas negoyim. Now, ha'kol kisherim liras as negoyim. Everybody is kosher to see a nega, meaning even a regular Yisrael, if he's a baki in hilchas din negoyim, he's allowed to go see the nega to see whether it's really tummy or not. But ele shahatumah v'hatorah b'dei koyin. That's the gzeras ha'kosher, that you only become tummy if a koyin pronounces you tummy, or you can only become tor if a koyin pronounces you tor. In other words, even if the Kohen himself doesn't know the Lachas so well, so you can have a Yisrael that's a Baki in the Lachas see, and if he says it's Tomei, he'll tell it to the Kohen, and then the Kohen comes, he could rely upon the Yisrael, and he could pass, and he could say, Tomei. So the actual Tuma only comes when the Kohen says that you're Tomei. But it could be because the Yisrael, a Baki Yisrael, saw it and told him that it's Tomei. Now, Oimrim Loi means that this Yisrael that's a Baki, he says to the Kohen, Emma Tomei, he tells the Kohen, listen, tell this person that he's Tomei. And the Kohen listens and says that he's Tomei, that also makes that person Tomei. And the opposite way, Emma Tor, let's say the Yisrael that Boki that saw this Negoyim, he holds a Negris Tor, so he tells the Kohen, listen, tell this person that he's Tor. And the Kohen said that he's Tor, so he becomes Tor. So that's the halacha, that the Tumah has to come through an Amir of a Kohen, but the Yisrael could teach him, tell him what to say. Now the Mishnah says, Ein royim shnei negoyim ki echad. A Kohen or a Yisrael is not allowed to see two negoyim at the same time, but you have to dan each one separately. Bein ish echad u bein shnei anoshim. Whether it's on one person, the two negoyim, or whether it's on two different people. You're not allowed to see them both together. You have to look at each one separately. El rather royes echad u masgiroi. You see one nega, and it's sad to say it has a mara tomei. So the locher is you have to lock him up, like put him away for 1 week, and then you'll see a second time. Or else umachlitoi, or else you have to say that he's vade tomei if you see it has a simin, the maris negoyim with the simin tum, like we'll soon see if it has shnei cyrus levonis there. Then he's machlit to say that he's for sure tomei. Or else upoitroi, let's say he looks at it and he sees that it's not white enough, it's too dark, so he says you're tor right away. So you have the first paskan and then the first nega. Then v'choizel hasheni. Then you come back to look at the second nega.
and you're passing upon the second nega. Then the Mishnah says, Ein masgirin es hamuzgar veloy machliten es hamuchlot, which means to say, let's say the Kohen paskin on one nega, that it was Tomei, or the Niv Hesker. So one had a Maris Negoyim, so you had to watch him for another week. So now during that week, let's say the person receives another nega. So lachur is the Kohen doesn't have to go to him during that week. That's called Ein masgirin es hamuzgar. If this person already has a din hesker on him, he was set aside because he had a tumas nega on him, and now in the middle of that week another one came upon him, we don't have to dan on the second one, but rather we wait till the end of the week and then we'll dan on both of them. The same thing, b'loy machlitin es hamuchlat. Let's say the Kohen already paskin that one nega is vadei tamei, and then the person has another nega upon his body, so the Kohen doesn't have to paskin on that nega right away, but rather he waits until the first nega becomes tor, and then he passes on the second one. And the same thing, ain masgirin es hamuchlat. So again, if the person became tomei vadai, the Kohen paskin, he has a tumas muchlat, and now there's another nega that looks like you need a hezger on it, so we don't lock him up, we don't like watch him through the second one, calls him on, he's not tor from the first one. That's called ain masgirin es hamuchlat, and the opposite way, v'loy machlitin es hamuzgar. In the case we have a person that was Muzgar, he's watched now for this week, and another nega comes, even though it looks like a Zvadei Tomei, you don't have to paskin now until the end of the week. And like the Mishnah says, though, have a betchila, but beginning, then you could see both, one after another. Or else, b'seif shu, at the end of the first week, then you could see the second nega. Now, hamaske, maske, v'machlet, machlet. Whatever you paskin, then you paskin. Whether you paskin has to be watched, or whether you paskin is Zvadei Tomei. Maskir or poiter, machlat the poiter, Rosh Hashanah that that one has to be watched and one becomes free, or else one has to be vadei tomei and one can be free. Kids at these times at the end of the week or at the beginning, now when you know there are two negoyim there, you paskin on one and then you go paskin on the second one, even though they have two different psukim.